Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue sharing with you on overcoming. Today we're going to start talking to you about overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. God wants us to be led by the Holy Spirit, and He wants us to overcome in every area. Revelation 21:7, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We want to inherit in all the promises of God. We want to overcome in every situation. So we need to overcome hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. Now in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible says this, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, sure, we're a son of God, we're a child of God because we've been born again, we're a new creation in Christ. But you know, you are legally and you are one in spirit, but experientially, you're going to be one when you're truly led by the Spirit of God. And we want to overcome hindrances so that we can really be a son or a daughter of God and follow Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God's holy, and you are the temple of the living God. And one of the most important reasons is not being God-inside-minded and focused on the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in you. Boy, you need to get the revelation that you are the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit, if you've received Him, and He's received subsequent to salvation, you ask the Heavenly Father to give you the Holy Spirit, and He comes to dwell in you. That Holy Spirit who's dwelling in you, He's holy. And He wants to lead you and guide you and direct you in your life. This is why we got to watch that we don't get ourselves around things that are not of Him. In fact, 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Stay away from all idolatry. You are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's why He says, come out from among them. Be away from people that are unbelievers, and those that are walking in the ways of the world, and those that have turned away from the Lord. And He says, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. This is because of the fact that we are going to be God inside minded. We're going to be focused upon Him. We're going to be listening to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be separate from the things that are not of Him. This brings us to the second point. Certainly a hindrance to you being led by the Holy Spirit is if you have lots of worldly ties. God says in Romans 12:2, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He doesn't want you conformed or fashioned alike, that means, to this world. If you're fashioned alike or conformed to this world, you look like all the rest of the worldly people. Do you look like the world? Do you think like the world? Do you speak like the world? Is it evident to the world that you are different? Do they see Jesus Christ in you? Do they see the fact that you are walking with God? Boy, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so we can begin to think like God wants us to think. And you need to not be conformed to the world. You know, James 4:4, he says, You adulterers and adulteresses. What made them an adulterer or an adulteress? Because they had friendship with the world. He said, Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity or being an enemy with God? Therefore, whoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If we don't want to be the enemy of God, how in the world are you going to be able to be led by God the Holy Spirit if you're an enemy of God because you're all hooked in to the ways of the world? Don't have these worldly ties. Do not be conformed to the ways of the world. Separate yourself. A third reason for hindrances being led by the Holy Spirit is not having the Word in your heart and your mind and putting it first place in your life. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's Word is inspired of God, and the Holy Spirit is going to take that Word and bring that Word up to you as He leads you and guides you. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts." I'll tell you, this is the Word of God. It is the truth. It's the more sure word of prophecy, and it's the day star, Jesus, arising in your heart. You need the Word in your heart. You know, the Holy Spirit is at work to write this Word in us. In fact, Hebrews 8:10 says, "This is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." Hebrews 10:16 says the opposite. "This is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." If you look at both of these together, Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:16, it says He's going to put and write His laws in your mind, and He's going to put and write His laws in your heart. 2 Corinthians 3:3, the Bible says that we are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. The Holy Spirit is taking the Word that you hear, and He's writing it in your heart. He's writing it in your mind. And you are not going to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit if you don't have the Word in you, because the Holy Spirit is going to take that Word and quicken that and lead you and guide you according to it. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20. "My son, keep my father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee." See, God's Word is going to lead you. "When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life." His commandments are a lamp, and that is a light. The law is the light that's going to lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. You've got to get the Word in you. The Holy Spirit is not going to be able to lead you any more than the level of the knowledge of the Word of God, and that Word that's in your heart and mind, because He's going to take that Word and He's going to quicken it before you. Praise God. This brings us to the next hindrance, is people will be hindered from being led by the Holy Spirit if they don't check things out in line with the Scriptures. If you don't check out the things you hear, the things you think, the feelings you have, the attitude you might have, in line with the Scripture, if you don't check it out, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to take things and they're going to be in line with the Word of God. John 16, verse 13, "When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." And the truth is the Word of God. It says, "For He shall not speak of Himself." The Holy Spirit doesn't speak of Himself. "Whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come." He's going to glorify me, it says, "and He shall receive of mine." This is Jesus speaking in John 16, 14. And He says, "And He'll show it unto you." The Holy Spirit receives the things from Jesus. Jesus is the Word, and He's going to show it unto us. He's going to reveal it unto us. He's going to bring forth the revelation of the truth, guiding you into all truth. You've got to check things out. Remember the Bereans? The Bible talks about in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bereans, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word of God with all readiness of mind, and they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. You've got to learn to search the Scriptures to be sure what you're hearing is in line with the Word of God. And when you check things out, then you'll have the Word in you. When the Word's in you, then the Holy Spirit can take that and quicken that to you. I've seen many people in the past. They've heard the word some, but they've also heard all these other things that aren't in line with the word. And they have all this confusion. And then they're wondering why they can't hear the Lord. They've heard all these different voices, and they can't be led by the Holy Spirit because they have so much confusion that's come into you. Watch that you don't allow anything to come into you that's contrary to the Word of God. Another principle that's important, if you're going to overcome a hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit, is be sure that you're going to walk by faith and trust in the Lord. If you've got to feel things before you do things, you're being led by your flesh. Your feelings are the voice of your flesh. Faith is going to come in line with the Word and through the Holy Spirit, who is quickening you and showing you what to do, coming up from your spirit where He's dwelling. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." We don't walk by sight of that which is revealed by the senses. Don't go by your feelings. If you follow your feelings, you'll be hindered to being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to quicken things from within and bring them up into your mind, or show you things that are going to be His will or what He wants to lead you in. He's not going to work through your flesh. The voice of the flesh is your feelings. Watch your feelings. Any feelings you have that are contrary to the Word of God, they're not coming from the Holy Spirit. It is from your flesh, and it will lead you astray. Another principle is we've got to learn to trust the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." God wants you to learn to trust in Him. If you're really going to be led by the Holy Spirit, you've got to put away any mistrustful attitudes of God. If you got anything against the Lord, you better deal with yourself. You better turn away from it, because God is faithful. You can trust in Him. Don't lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and know that the Lord is going to direct your paths. You can trust in Him. You can overcome these hindrances, and you can be led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, you're the temple of God. Be inside-minded. Don't be tied into the world. Separate yourself. Get that Word in you and check everything out if it's in line with the Scriptures, and walk by faith, trusting in Him, and He will lead you and guide you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.